In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so we're on, this is page 9, volume 16, 5, 8, 5, 23. Therefore, the first role in redemption was that of the divine will, the second of my holy humanity. If it wasn't for the divine will, redemption would have been for a few and for a limited time. Because having not the light of all seeingness, which makes everyone known, I, God, could not have extended myself to all. So he says basically, redemption was done in the divine will. Creation was done in the divine will. Redemption was done in the divine will. So in order to form redemption, I did nothing other than open the doors of the divine will to my holy humanity, doors which the first man, Adam, had closed, and giving it free will, giving it free field. I let it work redemption in its very womb, and since then, no one else has entered my divine will to work as a master in full freedom, as though being the owner of it in order to enjoy all the divine power and the divine goods it contains. So here we see no one has done this. Since Adam fell, Our Lady lived in it, of course. She's the mother of God, Theotokos. Jesus lived in it. He's the Son of God. Of course, he lived in it. But no human born of original sin ever did. So the first one to do this is Luisa, and that's why our God is asking us to go to Luisa. Okay, so volume 16, 8, 13, 19, 23, I could say that redemption cost me little. My external life, the pains of my passion, my example, my word would have been sufficient. I would have done it quickly, but in order to form the great plan of the human will and the divine will to bind everyone, the relations and links which had been broken by the divine will, I, God, had to place all my interior, all my hidden life, all my intimate pains, which are far more numerous and more intense than my eternal pains. Excuse me, external pains, and which are not yet known. Can you imagine? The saints say that when you die and when you go to heaven, you're going to see a crucified God. We haven't seen anything yet. We're going to see how much he loved us, that he took upon himself each one of our deaths, each one of our sins. Again, it's very, very clear. We haven't seen anything yet. It is enough to say that I impetrated not only forgiveness, remission of sins, refuge, salvation, and defense of the great dangers of the life of man as I did during my passion, but the new rising of all his interior. That's where we are right now. God wants us to have this new rising. He says, I rose from the dead not to you resurrect after you're dead. He says, no, you have to resurrect now. You have to live the life of the resurrection. And as we live the life of the resurrection, that's to live in the divine will. Again, he says it very clearly. I did during my passion, but the new rising all is interior. I had to make the Son of the Eternal Will rise, which binding and with enrapturing power, the whole interior of man, even his most intimate fibers, was to lead him to the womb of my celestial Father as though reborn in his eternal will. Everything that God did in redemption was to prepare us for sanctification. This era that has begun because of Luisa, God wants to see expanded in us. God wants to see us sharing in divinity. So when somebody says, well, I am only human, that's a lie. We are called to be divinized. Look at 2 Peter. 2 Peter is very clear. St. Peter tells us you are called to be divinized. So when we're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, kneeling in front of the Blessed Sacrament, looking at Jesus' exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, what happens at that point? You can enter into God. God can enter into you because of the divine will. He can transport you out of time and space because in the divine will, there's no time or space. Now you have to remember, this is the thing that's so astonishing. It is so astonishing to see what God is doing. What God is doing is He's beginning to lead us to a life that has never, ever been seen before. This is so amazing what our God is doing. And all that He asks of us is, are you willing to do this? And when we say yes, He goes, then I will do it. Get out of my way. Let me do this. God has to do it. So the Lord is got great, great plans. He needs us to cooperate. He needs us to say yes. So again, okay. All right. Where are we? Okay. I had to make the Son of the Eternal Will rise, which binding the enrapturing power of God, the whole interior of man, even his most intimate fibers, to lead man back to the womb of my celestial Father, being reborn. So it's not, I'm reborn. No, it's continuously being reborn. Every second being reborn. God wants us, what is this reborn? It's one rebirth is more beautiful than the last. The new rebirth is more beautiful than the last. Nothing is ever stagnant or constant. It is constantly growing in beauty and love. So the Lord is saying, the reason I want you reborn is I want to give you more and more and more and more and more at every second. This is what God is waiting for. Volume 11:10-23. So now so that my holy divine will might be known, in order to open heaven to my will, descend on earth and to make it rain on earth as it does in heaven, I, God, had to choose another little one among all human generations. And since this is the greatest work that I, God, want to do, I, God, want to restore mankind in his origin, from which mankind came, to open for mankind my divine will that he rejected, to open my arms to receive him again once more back into the womb of the divine will. My divine wisdom calls the most little one, Luisa Picaretta, out of nothing. If you haven't read you have to be little and insignificant. If you haven't read you have to live in your nothingness, read that. It's very, very important. A lot of people say, well, I've got to be important. I got to be known. I got to be power. No. Jesus says, I don't use those people. I use the nothings. He said, Our Lady was the littlest. Luisa is another little one, not like Our Lady. Our Lady never did her human will. Luisa, is following Our Lady's footsteps. Luisa is following the steps of Jesus. What the Lord is looking for in us is He's looking for us to be nothing. I am nothing, God. You are everything. And when God sees that, He says, I love to work with nothing. I'm really good at being God. But if you're something, you're already there. I have to leave it the way it is. So when we say, I want to live in my nothingness, Lord Jesus, reign in me. God says, I will. Get out of it. Now that you're nothing, you can receive the everything of God. So the littler we are, the more insignificant we are, the better it is for us to be peaceful, joyful, and happy in all situations. That's what God is waiting for. Again, He loves us so much that He's got great plans. Volume 16:2-8:24, my little daughter, my divine will, the little ones, that's us, must be before all. Even more, inside my womb, we have to be the first ones in the womb of the Father. He says, I want this. You're nothing, and I want to make you something. One who has to plead, one who has to repair, one who has to unite to our will, not only with hers, but with that of everyone, must be close to us, triune God. So close to us, triune God, as to receive the all the reflections of the divinity. The closer we are to God, the more we're going to receive. See, that's why the six steps, you go through those first five steps every single day, you get to the point where you are nothing. You sacrifice your human will. You never give it life again. You never bring it back to life. You offer it up to God. I mean, you see what God's doing? He's saying, how much do you want to get rid of your human will? Are you willing to sacrifice your human will? Your ego, your will, your selfishness, your self-centeredness. Are you willing to sacrifice that, never to give it life again? And we say, yes. He goes, good. Now what are you going to do? Are you ever going to take it back? No, I will never take it back. I don't want to take it back. And then God goes, okay, once you have lost everything, now you can share with me. What was it again? Number six. Thank you. My goodness. I think when I touched that electrical wire yesterday and zapped that part on, gone. Okay. Okay, so you must be close to us to unite us so as to receive all the reflections of the divinity in order to copy them within herself. She must be a thought which may belong to everyone, a word which may belong to everyone, a work that may belong to everyone, a step that may belong to everyone, a love that may belong to all and for all. You see what Jesus is doing? See, when you pray, see, the church always teaches this. If you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, you represent all mankind. Whether if you're the only one in the chapel in the church, and there's the monstrance and you're in front of Jesus Christ, you represent all mankind. And what Jesus is asking is, are you willing to do this for everybody? And if we say yes, he goes, I got more for you to do. Are you willing for every step, every thought, every word, every deed, to repair in the name of everyone and everything? And when we say yes, he goes, good. I got more for you to do. See, Moses stood in the breach for the Israelites. We stand in the breach for all mankind. And since our holy divine will enraptures everyone, may that thought of yours be of all. In our will, may that work, that act, that love shine in every thought, every word, every act of all human generations. And by the power of our divine will, may they become antidotes, defenders, lovers, workers, etc. If you knew with what love our Celestial Father awaits you, Louisa. If you knew what our love of our Celestial Father awaits us. Listen to what he says. The joy, the contentment God feels in seeing you so little, bringing the whole of creation onto his lap to give him the return of everyone, past, present, and future. God feels the glory. God feels the joys. God feels the amusements of the purpose of creation coming back to him. And this is why it is necessary that you come before everyone, Louisa. And we're with Louisa. And after you have come forth, you shall turn back within our holy divine will to go behind everyone. You shall place them on your lap. You shall bring them all into our womb. And in seeing them covered with your acts done in our divine will, we, triune God, shall welcome them with more love. We, triune God, shall feel more disposed to bind our holy divine will with that of all creatures, past, present, and future. We stand in the breach for everyone and for everything. Yeah, this is what's so amazing. See, God is looking. He says, I've saved you for this time. I predestined you to live at this time, to bring everyone into the kingdom. Everyone. Jesus on the cross says, I don't want to lose anyone. When we begin to pray in the divine will, we are going to see things with our family, our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, our parishioners change. Why? God is doing it. See, you see the intimacy that God wants with us. He's got this all set. He says very, very clearly. And in seeing them covered with your acts done under divine will, we shall welcome them with more love. We shall feel more disposed to bind our will with that of all the creatures, that it may return to its full dominion. See, we are royalty. We're children of the King. The kingdom is ours. We have to begin to live that now. It's not 1,000 years, not after you die. You have to live in the kingdom. I have to live in the kingdom now, or it's not for me. It's not for you. That means to be filled with peace, joy, and happiness. I remember doing clinical pastoral education, and we came to a point where we were all talking, and one person said, I know I am a son of God. And then he says, but you don't know that you're children of God yet. And the thing is, that's what we have to know, that we are children of God. When we genuflect in the church, when we come to the church, we say to Jesus, you're my Lord, my Master, my King, my Savior. You're my God. You're my all. I adore you and I love you and I praise you. You are my Heavenly Father. I want to be with you for all eternity. That's what a genuflection is. It's not bouncing off your knee. It's to turn to God and say, I am a child of God. I am a son of God. I am a daughter of God. Everything of heaven belongs to me. All of the universe belongs to me. We have to get into this. He created the stars for us. Like I said before, as you're walking along the beach, you pick up a stone and you go, wow, Jesus knew that that stone would be yours. From the beginning of time, he made sure that that stone would be there. He delights in you. We don't go, oh, look, I got it, put it in your pocket. You go, thank you, Jesus. You knew I would love this. Thank you. See, it's to enter into this life, to know that everything that's happening is a gift. I remember one lady, when her 7th son was killed in a car accident, she greeted the priest was, the Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The priest says, what are you talking about? Your son's dead. The priest didn't know this. See, everything is a blessing from God. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God has great plans, but He has to be first in our life. He has to be first in our life. He has to be. So He's waiting for us, and He's waiting for us to enter into this life. He's waiting for us to begin to live this life. All right. Right. Are we done? Are we on volume 16? 2:18-24? Is that a yes or a no? Okay, great. Thank you. I acted like a rich and tender father who loves his son. Since the son has to leave the paternal house to take his position, the father prepares a sumptuous palace with innumerable rooms, each of them containing a certain something which may serve his son. Now, since those rooms are many, the son does not always see them, even more. Some of them he does not know, because no necessity to use them has occurred to him. But just because of this, can anyone perhaps deny that in each room there is a special love of the father for the son? And since the paternal goodness has provided also for that which might not ever be necessary to the son, so I did. This son, Adam, came from out from my womb. And I, God, wanted Adam to lack nothing. Even more, I, God, created many different things. Some enjoy one thing, some another, but everything has one single sound. I love you. See, we're called to breathe in these I love yous. Every leaf on a tree, Jesus said this to Louisa, every leaf on a tree is an I love you. And he said, what do you see on the leaves of the tree? She sees your I love you and Our Lady's I love you. And Jesus says, where's your I love you, Louisa? And she says, I love you. Instantly, the tree was filled with I love yous. See, that's divine. That's not human. A human would use a magic marker and go through quite a few of them and never get done before the leaves fall off the tree. So Jesus is saying, do you recognize the I love yous all around you? With the sound of the bird, with the clouds in the sky, with the drops of water. Do you see the I love yous? And can you give them back to me with my I love you on them? Do you see what God is looking for? Everything is an I love you. The divine will is I love you. That's the divine will. The divine will is I love you to us and to God. This is the bride saying to the groom, I love you. The groom saying to the bride, I love you. This is what I've given to you. And the bride saying, this is what I give back to you. This is why we were created, to participate in the love, the light, and the life of God. 5:16, 2:28-24. Now, was it not destroying our divine purpose, that fact that Adam, the one who was to serve only to make us rejoice and to amuse ourselves together by withdrawing from our divine will, serves us bitterness by departing from us, triune God? Instead of amusing himself with us, triune God, he amused himself with the things that were created by us and with his own passions, putting us aside. Was it not turning the whole purpose of creation upside down? Do you see then how necessary it is that we, triune God, restore our divine rights, that the creature must return back into our womb, so that we, triune God, may restart our amusements with mankind? Now, what's an amusement? You have a little baby, and the baby starts gurgling. You have a little baby, and you get him to smile. That's the amusement God wants with us. He knows we're nothing. He knows we're human, but he wants to share with us his divinity. But she must return to where Adam made our sorrow begin. This is Louisa, binding herself to our divine will with an indissoluble bond. Louisa must dismiss her human will in order to live in our holy divine will. This is why I am, he uses God's name, I am working in your soul, and you, Louisa, follow the works of your Jesus, who wants to place in current the gifts, the suspended graces, which are there in my most holy divine will. This is a treasury that's not been opened. And he's saying, open it. You're going to hear of unbelievable beauties that have never been seen before by any human being. The angels don't even know about this. They're for you. Are you willing to say yes? And when we say yes, he goes, okay, now you got to prove it. What's the proving? It's to make sure that you always do everything in the divine will. Read this. Study this. Put this into practice. 5:17, 8:9, 19:24. Another image of the working of the soul in my divine will is the earth. The souls who live in my divine will are the plants, the flowers, the trees, the seeds. How much love does the earth not open in order to receive the seed? But more than opening, it splits in order to place itself upon it, to help the seed become dust like itself, so as to be able to deliver more easily from its womb the plant which the seed contains. And as it begins to come out of its womb, it presses itself around it and it gives it the humors it contains, almost like food, in order to make it grow. A mother cannot be so loving as Mother Earth. The mother does not always hold her newborn baby on her lap, nor does she constantly give him milk. But the earth, more than a mother, never detaches the plant from its breast. Rather, the more it grows from the top, the more the earth sinks underneath it, and it rips open and makes space for its roots to make the plants grow more beautiful, more robust. Its love is jealously and are so great that it keeps it attached to its breast to give it life and continuous nourishment. But the plants, the flowers, etc., are the most beautiful ornaments of the earth. Its happiness, its glory, and its riches, they provide food for the human generations. My divine will is more than Mother Earth, more than a tender mother. I, God, hide my holy divine will in the soul who works, the soul who lives in my divine will. I, God, help that soul to make the seed of her human will die, that it may be reborn with mine. And I form my favorite plant. I nourish her with the celestial milk of my divinity. And my jealousy is such that I keep her attached to my breast. and my divine will remains pressed around her, and she grows more beautiful and stronger, and all to my divine likeness. Volume 17, 10-24. In the meantime, I felt I was being transported outside myself toward the vault of heaven, and it seemed to me that the celestial Father and the Holy to meet the celestial Father and the Holy Spirit, and Jesus was with me. He placed himself between them, and he placed me on the lap of the Father, who seemed to be waiting for me with so much love that he pressed me to his womb. And he identified me with his divine will. He communicated his divine power to me. So did the other two divine persons, with wisdom, Jesus, and with love, the Holy Spirit. But while they communicated themselves to me one by one, then they all became one. And I felt that I was being infused with altogether the will of the power of the Father, the will of the wisdom of the Son, and the will of the love of the Holy Spirit. But who can say all that I felt being infused in my soul? We are to possess the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's where we are now is we're surrounded by the world, the flesh, and the devil. The world is in opposition of the Father. The flesh is in opposition of the Son. The devil is in opposition of the Holy Spirit. When we enter into this gift of the divine will, we are filled with the will of the Father, with the will of the Son, and the will of the Holy Spirit. It's a brand new beginning. The saints did not have this. They were good. They were holy. They were saintly. They had a life, a devotional life. This is to have the life of God reigning in us, breathing in our breathing, beating in our heart beating, walking in our walking, gazing in our gazing. To be one with God, to accept this mystical marriage, to wear the ring, the wedding ring, and to remember that Jesus is here. Jesus loves us. He is our groom. Even for the men, he is our groom. The Lord loves us very, very much. And he's got great plans, great, great plans. Volume 17, 10-17, 19-24. My daughter, do you see how much love I love the soul? Before coming out to the light of the day of this world, she was already in my womb. We were already in the womb of God. In delivering her, I did not leave her. A ray of light containing my life follows her in order to administer to her all that is necessary to develop this divine life. And with how much care do I not raise her? With how much love do I not water her? I myself become light, heat, food, defense. And when she ends her days in time, on the way of that same ray, I, God, withdraw her into my womb to let her wander through the celestial fatherland. It's a whole new beginning. Volume 17, 1-22-25. My God, let the one who gave me life come back to me, or let my poor nature pay you the tribute of death, so that my poor soul may rise up there into the womb of my Jesus, where I shall never die and never again be separated. Do you see the prayer that Jesus gave to Louisa? Do you see the prayer that Louisa prays? That's why the Echo Book is so beautiful. You're praying the prayers that Jesus taught Louisa. These are not saintly prayers, good prayers, holy prayers. This is the way Jesus taught Louisa, a divine prayer. Listen to that. My God, let the one who gave me life come back to me. Or let my poor nature pay you the tribute of death. I only want God, so that my poor soul may rise up there into the womb of my Jesus, and where we shall never again be separated. See, I remember about a month ago, Jesus said to Louisa, what do you want? And I always try to respond first before I read what Louisa says. And what do I want? Oh, I want to live in the divine will. I want to share in divinity. I want the divine will to reign on earth. I want. Then I read with Louisa. Louisa says, all I want is you. I said, failed that one. I want. We have to get to the point like this. All I want is you, Jesus. I want to spend time with you, Jesus, in front of the Blessed Sacrament. I want to be at Holy Mass to receive you, Jesus. I never want to be separated from you, Jesus. To see what God is calling us to. What do we want? It should be only Jesus. And also, when you say Jesus, you're including the Blessed Mother. Volume 17, 2, 22, 25, all channels were open between God and man. And by virtue of our holy divine will, our divine goods were Adam's. And in this, with divine justice, because Adam was our son, Adam was our image. Adam was a work which came from our hands and from the ardent breath of our womb. We want the return of man. That's why God is giving us this gift. Volume 17, 5, 10, 25. I was saying to my Jesus, tell me my love, my life, my all. What is this void that comes before my mind when I fuse myself in your most holy divine will? Who is this little child coming out from me? And why does this little child feel an irresistible force to come to your throne and place her little axe into the divine womb, almost to make God have a feast? And my sweet goodness, my sweet Jesus in all goodness told me, my daughter, the empty space is the unrequited will placed at your disposal, which should be filled with so many acts. See, every thought, every word, every deed, every heartbeat, every breath, every step. As many as the creatures would have done had they all fulfilled our most holy divine will. This immense void that you see, which represents our holy divine will, came out from our divinity. Why? For the benefit of all of in creation, to delight everyone and everything. See, we're to do what God has done. God has created everything in the universe. Our response is to give back to God what is God's. I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I worship you, I glorify you. See, it's not Hail Mary, full of grace, Lord, thee, blessed Jesus, Lord, my God, then Hail Mary, full of grace, Lord, Jesus, Lord, my God, then Hail, I got my rosary done. It's to talk to Jesus. It's to talk to Mary. And this is why he has created us. Okay, so we'll end there. And what we'll do now is we'll pray the consecration prayer, the yellow sheet. If we can kneel, and then we'll give you a blessing with the relic of the true cross. Okay, you guys ready? Okay, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O adorable and divine will, here I am before the immensity of your light, that your eternal goodness may open to me the doors and make me enter into it to form my life all in you, divine will. Therefore, prostrate in your light, I, the littlest among all creatures, come, O adorable will, into the little group of the first children of your supreme fiat. Prostrate in my nothingness, I beseech and implore your endless light that it may want to invest me and eclipse everything that does not belong to you in such a way that I may do nothing other than look, comprehend, and live in you, divine will. It would be my life, the center of my intelligence, the enrapture of my heart and of my whole being. In this heart, the human will no longer have life. I will banish it forever and will form the new Eden of peace, of happiness, and of love. With it, I shall always be happy. I shall have a unique strength and a sanctity that sanctifies everything and brings everything to God. Here, prostrate, I invoke the help of the sacrosanct Trinity that they admit me to live in the cloister of the divine will so as to restore in me the original order of creation just as the creature was created. Celestial Mother, Sovereign Queen of the Divine Fiat, take me by the hand and enclose me in the light of the Divine Will. You will be my guide, my tender Mother. You will guide your child and will teach me to live and to maintain myself in the order and the bounds of the Divine Will. Celestial Sovereign, to your heart I entrust my whole being. I will be the tiny little child of the Divine Will. You will teach me the Divine Will, and I will be attentive and listening to you. You will lay your blue mantle over me, so that the infernal serpent may not dare to penetrate into the sacred Eden, to entice me and make me fall into the maze of the human will. Heart of my highest good, Jesus, you will give me your flames that they may burn me, consume me, and nourish me, to form in me the life of the supreme will. Saint Joseph, you will be my protector, the custodian of my heart, and will keep the keys of my will in your hands. You will keep my heart jealously and will never give it to me again, that I may be sure never to go out of the will of God. Guardian angel, guard me, defend me, help me in everything, so that my Eden may grow flourishing and be the call of the whole world into the will of God. Celestial court, come to my help, and I promise you to live always in the divine will. Amen. And may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and if we can help clean up, it would be a real big help. And don't forget, if you can help the school out, the school has been so good to us, it would be wonderful if you could help them. God bless you.
Because they're working on the roof. So I imagine some people can hear it for your car.